When was your last trip to Norway?
You know, I can't remember.
Was it 19... Was it for the Gallery Utstilling?
No, it wasn't.
1996? Was that when you...
That would be just about the right time that I...
I think that was when you had your Utstilling with Ulrik.
Ulrik, yeah. I get mixed up on the years. You know, yeah. I've been so many times and yeah. done so many things, I just can't keep straight.
I'm trying to remember the name of Eva and Christopher's son. I'm sure it's not Paul.
I didn't say Paul.
Thomas. I think... Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I thought there was just the one Thomas. We didn't see Thomas, Paul's son Thomas. We didn't see him 2 years ago. He was busy off doing some other stuff.
Well, Paul was in the military.
Paul Hellum.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul was in the military, and the oldest son of Oscar was in the military.
Yeah, he's the one that looks like a Viking.
No, yeah, the one you met.
Yeah.
He was the youngest.
The with the red hair and a big red beard. He looks like a Viking. Very jolly, but he's very, yeah, very tall, big.
Well, Oscar is big.
Yeah, he looked wiry to me. He's very nice. Oscar is so... They're all really nice people. I was so glad. So glad I had a chance to go.
No. Yes. It was... I think it was a very important thing.
Yeah.
Especially for your two kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it opened their eyes to the fact that there is more family than just that lives in Canada.
Yeah. So. Well, that's important. Not only to know in a storytelling kind of way, but to experience them and to meet and talk to them.
I'm sure that if the time comes when Owen or Finn are traveling and they go through England, that they could be at the same age as Sebastian and Annabelle and be able to meet them and stay with them, probably. Mm-hmm. And as the reverse is true, right? If Sebastian or Annabelle are older, and they come traveling, and they come to Canada, they would stay with us, or with my kids, wherever they may be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the same goes for Paul's daughter, Sophia.
She was the youngest.
Yeah, yeah.
She the one with the long white hair?
Yes, yeah. Two of them have that. I get them mixed up.
If you take a look at the family composite that I created,
right, yeah,
you can find his name.
Right. His name is Magnus.
Magnus, yes, of course.
And?
Yes, Thomas didn't ring quite right.
No. And, Karin and Sophia.
Yeah.
I mixed those two up, but Sophia is the youngest one.
Yeah, she's the youngest.
Yeah. She was born in... I think 03 or 2003 or 2002. I think Inger was pregnant when I was there in 2002.
Was she?
They only had Thomas and Karin.
Yeah. Yes. And when was Sophia born?
I don't know. It doesn't say here, but I think it was late 2002 or 2003.
You can look at the back and find out.
Right. July 2002. And
because I don't think I ever met her. I don't think I was in Canada after
96.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one son of Oscar that I said looked like a Viking was Tobias.
Tobias, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of cousins.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you look at the pictures of, where is she? Katarina and Hillary.
Yeah.
Holy cow. They look like blood sisters. Did you notice that?
Well, Hillary came home just bug-eyed.
Yeah. It's amazing. They look like almost like twins.
I've never felt that, you know that?
Even in these photographs?
Oh.
Wow. Huh. You're side by side, they look like twins almost. What is Isti's full name?
Bent Louise.
Bent Louise. Hello? Hello? Yes, hello? Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes, it is. I see a computer icon and some other icons and folders. Pardon? Yes. PTR? Oh, control, the control key, yes. There is a key with an apple on it. Okay, I'm opening Safari. Okay, Safari is open. Okay, I am typing in the following words, GOTOHELL. I am typing in the following address, G-O-T-O-H-E-L-L. It's a computer scammer. I was just having some fun with the computer scammer. He was trying to get me to allow him to control your computer. Oh. So I told him I was typing in the address of G-O-T-O-H-E-L-L.
Where was it from?
India. What time is it?
It's a quarter, just about a quarter to 12.
Would you like some lunch?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay, I will make you some lunch.